The relationship between cause and effect sits at the core of how the world functions, yet it remains one of the most misunderstood dynamics in human life. From personal decisions to complex systems like medicine, economics, and social policy, outcomes are often treated as isolated events rather than the natural consequences of underlying causes. One of life's enduring challenges is learning to distinguish between symptoms and root causes, and then taking responsibility for how our actions contribute to the effects we experience. Symptoms are easier to notice than causes. Pain, failure, conflict, and dysfunction demand immediate attention, while their origins may be hidden, slow-moving, or uncomfortable to confront. In medicine, this distinction is especially clear. A patient arrives with pain, and the most visible effect is suffering. Pharmaceutical solutions that suppress symptoms can provide real relief, and in many cases, they are necessary. Yet modern healthcare systems often reward the treatment of pain more than the investigation of why the pain exists in the first place. Treating symptoms without addressing root causes can allow underlying conditions to worsen, creating dependency rather than healing. Relief becomes recurring, while resolution remains elusive. This pattern extends far beyond medicine. In problem solving, addressing symptoms may create the illusion of progress while leaving the real issue intact. A company experiencing declining performance may cut costs rather than examine leadership, culture, or strategy. An individual facing chronic stress may seek distractions instead of confronting lifestyle choices or unresolved conflicts. Symptoms are loud, root causes are quiet. Finding them requires patience, curiosity, and a willingness to look beyond immediate discomfort. Cause and effect are not moral judgments, they are natural laws. Isaac Newton's principle that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, while rooted in physics, offers a powerful metaphor for human behavior. Our choices, words, and habits set forces in motion that inevitably produce consequences. Sometimes those consequences arrive quickly and clearly. More often, they are delayed, indirect, and easy to misattribute. When effects surface long after the original cause, people may feel unlucky or victimized rather than accountable. Responsibility enters the picture when we recognize our role in the chain of causation. Taking responsibility does not mean blaming ourselves for everything that happens. But it does mean acknowledging that our actions matter. Avoidance, denial, and short-term fixes are themselves causes that generate predictable effects. When we repeatedly treat symptoms, whether through numbing pain, shifting blame, or applying temporary solutions, we reinforce cycles that keep problems alive. Understanding cause and effect is therefore an act of empowerment. By tracing outcomes back to their origins, we gain the ability to change results rather than merely react to them. This approach demands humility because root causes often implicate our own decisions, assumptions, or habits. It also demands discipline because addressing causes is usually slower, harder, and less immediately rewarding than suppressing symptoms. Ultimately, progress in life depends on our willingness to look beneath the surface. When we learn to identify root causes and accept responsibility for our part in creating outcomes, we move from managing effects to shaping causes, and that is where lasting change begins.